may become loved slaves of Jesus Christ. That we may be able to say with the Apostle Paul, I bear in my body the owner's brands of Jesus. That Calvary love will mean, like the one who went to Calvary, we have to die to personal ambitions and self-seeking. To lay in dust life's glory dead, that from the ground there may blossom red life that shall endless be. So help us. Pack these immediate moments with eternity. Put your hand in this meeting. Get out of it. Apostles, prophets, teachers. We've talked of Russia and Bulgaria and other countries this morning. Maybe the Wesleys and Finneys for those nations are here in this house. The material here is beyond our comprehension. Would say we pray for the highest stakes. We look for the greatest trophies. We look for thee to endue us with power from on high. Kindle a flame of sacred love on the mean altar of our heart. And there let it for thy glory burn with inextinguishable blaze. And trembling to its source return in constant prayer and fervent praise. We'll give the praise to him who alone is worthy, our Lord, our Savior, and our King, Jesus. Amen. Hey.
I thank you for the glorious testimony of Christ that is upon this people of God. Ask, Lord, in this final hour of time, that we will be found sitting at the feet of Jesus, worshiping the way that you say our instruction, O God, as to how you would have us to live and what you would have us to speak and where you would have us to go and what you would have us to do. Draw us as the people of God so close to your heart that no other voice matters but your voice. No other voice counts but your voice. No other love has any grip on our hearts but the love for you and the love that you desire to have for us, O God. Lord, I'm asking for a release tonight for those who are captivated by the things of this world. I'm asking, O God, tonight that prison doors fall off of their hinges and become like wax in the sight of a holy God. I'm asking, Lord Jesus, that those who have been bruised in heart and have held back from loving you and held back from releasing their full heart to you, O God, be released from the grip of past hurt, be released from painful memories tonight, O God, to come and lay at your feet and to entrust their heart, soul, mind, and strength to you, O God, knowing that you're a loving Savior and that you will bring everyone home, for you are faithful to complete that which we committed to your hands. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you for the anointing that breaks the yoke of hell and darkness. I resist every power of hell. I resist everything of evil. I resist everything sent of darkness to stop the light of Christ from going forth. And I declare the triumph of Christ. I declare the triumph of Calvary in this place tonight. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. By covenant God, I ask tonight, Lord, to move among the hearts and prepare a holy remnant bride for yourself for this last hour of time. My covenant God, draw us so close to your heart that nothing else in this world matters but you and knowing you and loving you and walking with you, Lord, through this world and knowing that one day our one step will be the last out of time and into eternity, O God, where we will be with you forever and ever and ever and ever. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name tonight. Hallelujah. Father, I ask that your word have open access and free course to every heart, to every life, to every ear, to every soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, Lord. Here we stand, Lord. God, we want to be known as a generation, God, who didn't build just churches that created new music, that brought new sounds and rhythms, God. But God, we want to be known as people who are completely in love with you. We want to be known as people who are friends of God.